This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here we are at 7 after the hour. It's Tuesday, the 30th of March. You're actually literally in the clubhouse with the DJV folks. I was going to say gang. Who is it? Was it Jennifer? You started calling us a gang, I think, a number of years ago, and then we kind of got off of that.
Yeah, but you didn't like it.
I didn't, no. I didn't want to think that we were a gang or a group, but that's kind of soft and inconsequential, right? It's the DJV group. Well, it's a DJV get-together.
It's not like a law firm or something.
Yeah, that's right,
or a real estate group.
Right. Horn. Let's see. It's the firm of Stefan Horn, Keelan, and Kirshner. Would you hire them as lawyers?
Sounds serious.
Mm-hmm. It does sound very serious. Speaking of serious, the ship which caused serious damage in the Suez Canal has now been dislodged. I guess that's the word they're using for getting the thing off of whatever it was on or away from whatever it was on. So, Jennifer, how many ships still? I saw some pictures of some pilots were taking pictures of all the ships that were hanging around waiting to go through.
It's like an L.A. freeway, isn't it? I mean, it was
that's a good comparison. Blocked up. So now, what do we do? Do they figure out what the problem was? I guess that would be what my first question. What the heck happened?
Well, I still read. I know there was. I think it was a two-part problem, but I've been reading that there was wind and sand that caused issues, and then there was something where
there's always wind and sand over there.
But it caused it like a really severe
sandstorm. I think.
Yeah. And then it caused them to
as severe
misjudge.
As the one in Mission Impossible. Remember the scene
that
in Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
Okay, that was bad. All right, the bottom line is they
kind of misjudged where they were supposed to go, and they found themselves stuck. I guess when you're as big as the Empire State Building, you don't have a lot of room to misjudge things.
The Empire State Building was in danger last night also on debris. Did you watch the episode beside me?
No, I catch the debris. Yeah, I usually catch it the next day. Yeah.
So Tuck is going to join us later on this morning with an overview of last night's episode. So there we go. We have television taken care of. We've got the situation of the Suez fixed. Now, on to domestically, which seems to be on everybody's mind. This is a trending story for sure. The trial of Derek Chauvin, Jen, or whomever. What's the latest? I don't know. I saw this. He knelt on George Floyd for 9 minutes, 29 seconds.
Just over 8 minutes. Yeah, they showed a total video of the whole scene. But I think what's notable is that the trial started yesterday and that both the prosecution and the defense gave their opening statements, which act, as you know, if you watch court cases, like a roadmap of where each team essentially is going to go in offering their side of the story to the jury. I thought it was interesting because of the sensitivity of this, and I think we've talked about this here. How in the heck do you find a jury who was untouched by this story anywhere in the country, much less in Minneapolis? But they did. They had 15 members, so the judge chose to take an extra member to hold on as an extra alternate just in case something happened. So you only need 12 jurors and two alternates, but the judges were leading up to the opening statements that they wouldn't make it. So he dismissed the 15th
wouldn't make
juror.
Why would
like someone would, you know, a person or two would have to be dumped for whatever reason. And so he had kept this 15th juror. So before the court case started,
the spirit of Al Capone is alive and well, then, apparently, is what you're saying. Because Al Capone got to the jurors in his IRS trial.
Oh, maybe. Or, but here's the thing. I mean, you just have different things that happen. Like, it was stupid that the city offered the $24.5-7 million to the family during the proceeding after the jury had already been seated. You should have done that before or after, not during the trial, during the jury seating of it. And so they had to knock off a couple of jurors because of that. Then they had to, you know, different elements of the story have been coming out, and they've been dismissing jurors because of it. So the judge held an extra one. I'm not suggesting suggestion that anybody's getting to anybody, because I don't know that. So
I think more likely it's because it's one of the jurors. Yeah, if one of the jurors makes a comment that's, you know, behind closed doors, that's off color or implies that there's some sort of bias, then other jurors should go and report that person, and then that person gets tossed.
And really, it's like the outside stuff that's kind of jumping in to, you know, infect what's happening. So they're not a sequestered jury. And so when you see a news story or something going on, it's really possible that it can impact it. So anyway, they dismissed the 15 jurors. So now you've got 12 jurors, two alternates that are seated for this. The opening statements were given. The prosecution started calling a couple of witnesses. They called probably most notably the 911 operator who was watching this on street cameras. She was watching it, which I didn't realize that they could do, but I guess we learn a lot through these things. She was watching this unfold on a street camera footage, basically monitoring it, and saw that it didn't look right to her. It didn't feel right. So she called in a police sergeant and maybe a friend of hers to try to go see what was happening at the scene, because she felt that something wasn't right. And so she gave her testimony. Basically, as far as the roadmaps go, and it's something that's not surprising, the prosecution is going to say that Derek Chauvin broke protocol and that he stayed on his neck too long and that he asphyxiated George Floyd. The defense came out and said that they have evidence that George Floyd had too many drugs in his system and that Chauvin acted within his training and that he did nothing out of the line of normal.
Now, how are they going to counter his previous record, though, Jennifer? Is that going to be introduced?
We don't know if that's admissible or not. I don't know if they've made that determination.
The record of his abuses in the past.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if that's admissible. The other thing is that Floyd has a previous record as well. And so I don't know how they're going to both be going into the past.
Those guys didn't know that.
Oh, I mean, I think you would know if there were previous arrests when you pull somebody over, when you run somebody's plates or their license. I think that they would know that. So whether or not the past, essentially for both of these men, is going to be admissible, I don't know. I don't know. But the one thing that will be is what's going on in the system of George Floyd, because he had, according to the defense says that he took a speedball in the car, that he had a lethal dose of fentanyl in
his
system.
What's a speedball?
It's a mixture of
drugs.
Yeah. Okay. And that he had a lethal dose of fentanyl.
Anybody here ever take a speedball?
No.
Are you serious? We're all still alive. No, that's crazy.
So the point is that the defense is going to say that he already was dying and that it wasn't Chauvin who had the knee on his neck that caused the death. So that's
Derek Chauvin has a lot to answer for.
Of course.
Period. End of story.
I mean, truly, just in listening to what they say, and, you know, we have to listen to the whole thing, you know, play out. No matter what, whether Derek Chauvin killed Floyd or not, and I think it's probably possible the guy was overdosing. I mean, I don't know a lot about drugs, but a lethal dose of fentanyl in a speedball seems like it would probably do it for somebody. But it's
does the talk screen show that he died of that?
The defense, yes, says that there's a toxicology report that backs that up. So,
no,
whatever
not the
it
defense.
Is,
what is the, what really... Never mind.
Yeah, no, there was a toxicology report that came out. Yeah, just in general. The tox report said that that he had drugs in his system.
Mm-hmm. But did they say it was asphyxiation that he died from? I thought that's what it was.
So this is one thing. So the coroner says one thing, and then the independent coroner or something says something else. So I don't, again, this is going to be people going back and forth.
Yeah.
You can't get away from the idea that this... I'm sorry, I haven't had police training, but this looks like excessive force. Whether or not he killed him or not, I am glad Derek Chauvin is no longer a police officer.
Yes, that's
and I
true.
Think, you know, and I think we need to figure out what the actual cause of death was, and I think that's what this trial is going to prove, but I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot going wrong on both sides here. It's hard to pick favorites in this one because it's gross. And anybody who watches that video knows that was too much. It looked like too much.
All right, coming up 15 after the hour here on the DJV program, the next round in the Cuomo event. Speaking of people who are going to have to stand up and account
face the music.
Let's face the music. Okay, when was the last time you really did a good job cleaning out your nose? If you're up and at it now, maybe you've already done this, like the ladies here do, to get rid of things that could get into your lungs. There are all kinds of things that are around in the air, and you all know that. That's why most of the doctors that we have, our doctors on this program, Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken, both say that it's important to keep your nose clean and that this Navage nasal cleaning system, is it cleaning or cleansing? Which do you think we should prefer, ladies, using cleaning our nose or cleansing our nose? And are they both the same? I've often wondered that. They're both legitimate words in the English language, but when you use the Navage system, getting rid of the crusty stuff that's in your nose from overnight, are you cleansing your nose or are you cleaning it? Or maybe a little of both? Yes?
I've never pondered that. I would think cleansing to me means using a chemical, so maybe cleaning would be a better word.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, no, see, chemicals. I feel like cleansing is more holistic and cleaning is more chemicals, but it doesn't matter. Yeah.
All right, so, well, at least we can agree there are no chemicals involved in the Navage system. Cleans out all the nasty dust, the allergens, the pollutions, potentially dangerous bacteria and viruses. They get trapped in your nose overnight. So the crusty stuff goes away when you are going to brush your teeth and when you are going to wash your face. You're going to use the Navage. Backed by a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction, just go to Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com, and to get this puppy, have it work for you to keep your life better, your family's life better. Navage.com. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
I guess.
All right. I thought we had maybe a course of... Oh, here we go. Oh, Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy.
Oh, Danny boy.
Sing every song.
The pipes.
All right.
The
Thank
pipes
you, Jen.
Are
pointing
cold.
Out the obvious.
Okay, so the reason we're...
You don't know the words! I was thinking of, like, you were just repeating the first few words.
No, I want to get into this because we only have a minute on this. All right, who's the latest woman?
Danny boy!
Oh, calm down, will you please?
Dougie boy never knows the words to songs.
Women, who's this latest woman that accuses Governor Cuomo of...
A ninth woman. I was minding my own business yesterday, and an email popped up from Gloria Allred that there would be a press conference with a ninth accuser for Andrew Cuomo. This one has Gloria Allred as representation. She's 55 years old. Her name is Sherry Vill.
Gloria is a lot older than 55. What are you talking about?
The woman. The accuser. She said Cuomo grabbed her face and kissed her cheeks in front of her home in 2017. She said she knew the difference between an innocent gesture and a sexual one. He was sexual and highly inappropriate and disrespectful and flirtatious with her.
21 after the hour, DJV time.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23. Well, at least Jay didn't jump in on that. Where are we? 23
He's
after
still
the
new.
Hour. Yeah. 23 past the hour. This is the DJV program. It's trending time. I think we've been through the trial of Derek Chauvin to a point. Let's find another. This is a good one. Sharon Stone is back out in front, if you'll pardon the pun, and we'll find out why that is a pun right after this. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. All right, so Sharon Stone has a statement and a half here, I guess, would you say, Jay? Is this a complaint? Or is this just a statement?
Traumatizing. Yeah. So Sharon Stone explained in her memoir, The Beauty of Living Twice, that she was undergoing breast reconstruction surgery. The doctors had removed some benign tumors, and when she woke up, she had a bigger cup size. And her surgeon said that he did it because he thought that she would look better. They would, her bigger boobs would match her hips, the size of her hips better. Like, this is just, my goodness.
How did this guy not lose his license?
I was going to say that. How is this guy still practicing?
I don't know, but I hope not. I'm sure he is. I don't know. This is a crazy story.
And this
is without her consent. Yeah.
Was this before or after she had the stroke?
This was before.
right before, like at the same time, like same year. In 2001 was a big year for her. So she had this surgery, then she had the cerebral hemorrhage, and then that was a stroke. She was only 43 at the time, and then that took her 2 years to recover from.
Not, I wouldn't say that was a good look for that doctor. I'd like to know what his name is, so stay away from him if he's still practicing. That
by the way, March 30th is Doctor's Day.
Yes, it is. Today is Doctor's Day.
Don't go
Day,
see
right?
that guy.
Don't see that one. All right, so Gaga's dog walker. What's the status of that? That seems to be trending as well, yeah?
He is finally released from the hospital. He had to have part of his lung removed. It kept collapsing. And so, yeah, he ended up being in the hospital a lot longer than was anticipated. And eventually the surgeons were just like, we're going to have to remove portions of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
What's so what's the story with Jimmy Fallon and this guy from TikTok? What in the world did they, did a dance?
So, you know, Jimmy Fallon always does these different segments. And a TikTok influencer, Addison Rae, they were kind of doing examples of a lot of the really popular viral dances on TikTok. And Jimmy would hold up signs, like the cue cards of what dance she was supposed to do. And then she'd show him how to do the dance. Well, the thing is more than half of these dances were created by black choreographers, and they didn't credit them. So that's why the Internet's coming hot for them of like, okay.
Did they credit white choreographers?
They didn't credit anybody.
Oh, for God's sakes.
So like, now you can't do a dance that like Janet Jackson did.
Unbelievable.
That's like, is that the thing? That's the new thing now?
Like, it seems like it's not that you can't do it. You just have to credit where the art is.
So where are you supposed to say?
Now
I'm going to do the ridiculous is this? This has gone way over the
lot.
This is a lot.
Ridiculous.
So they're both taking a lot of heat for that.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't. Put it in the refrigerator. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. Nope, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first witness in Derek Chauvin's murder trial, Jenna Scurry, a 911 dispatcher, testified Monday that she alerted a police supervisor May 25th after she watched Minneapolis police officers pin George Floyd to the ground in a security video feed. The Biden administration has moved away from sending families back across the border using the COVID-19 emergency measure called Title 42. Now the vast majority, up to 85% of family units who are apprehended by Border Patrol after crossing the border illegally, are quickly released into the United States. That's according to a senior Border Patrol officer during a March 26 press call. Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing new sexual harassment allegations, this time from a woman who claims the governor kissed her without her consent. It's the ninth complaint. 55-year-old Sherry Ville claims Cuomo kissed her when he came to her house to assess flood damage in 2017. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The 2021 Major League Baseball season gets underway Thursday. MLB has set down protocol for players. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Major League Baseball has set a benchmark for lifting its COVID protocols for players. The league said Monday that when 85% of players and primary field staff get their full vaccination, it would lift restrictions, including requiring masks in the dugouts and bullpens. Vaccinated players would also be allowed to gather in indoor spaces without masks and would have more freedom to leave team hotels on road trips. MLB has not mandated vaccinations for its players and staff, but is strongly encouraging them to get the shots when they're eligible.
The first game of the season will have the Toronto Blue Jays at the New York Yankees, 1:05 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. NASCAR completed the dirt race at Bristol Monday with Joey Logano taking the checkered flag. Driver Denny Hamlin took third right behind Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Denny tells NASCAR the marbles up top were not his friend.
I really couldn't see a whole lot. I was kind of guessing, but I mean, I thought I just could, on that last restart, run the top end hard, but you know they didn't prep it in between cautions like they did before, so it was just marbles up there. But proud of this whole FedEx Camry team. Man, I thought I had a shot there. Cut the 22, too many brakes there when he was cutting us off, and I just, you know, they had a little better car, it looked like, there in the long run. But proud of this whole team. Is, you know, we're third best again.
The Bristol race was the first dirt race for NASCAR Cup Series since 1970. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's now 34 after the hour. It's Tuesday, the 30th of March, one more day, and it'll be really springtime, because when we think of April, right? We think of April showers bringing May flowers. I could sing that, ladies, if you'd like.
When April it's not showers. A song.
I was going to say, I didn't know that was a song. I thought
it's
it was
not.
A rhyme.
You can make
anything
a song out of anything. That's right, exactly. Thank you, Jennifer. We are all beautiful here, deserving, important, and so are you. Think about that as you go through your day today. You're wise, you're good, and it's, you know, kind of a nice thing to touch yourself and say, oh, I'm real. I'm a real person. We have real people here with us, that's for sure. Jennifer Horn and all her realness, Victoria Keelan and her realness, Jay Kirshner and her realness. I'm Doug Steffen. Yeah, I'm always real. So, Victoria, what's real when it comes down to the latest from the COVID department? I love the Chinese are all over what the World Health Organization is saying, and what are they saying?
Well, yeah, so let's start there. So we remember, I believe, back in December or January, there were a bunch of scientists from the World Health Organization that went to Wuhan. They studied, they swabbed samples from all around the city. They swabbed people, animals, the wet markets, all that stuff. They went everywhere except the lab, which all of us here on the show were like, okay, what's the point of even doing this then? If you're not even going to go to the lab, what's the point? So it turns out this was a China-sponsored study. This is a co-study with the World Health Organization.
Really?
And so their findings basically show a whole lot of nothing. They still are saying that the transmission of the virus went from bats to humans through an intermediary animal, which they have not identified. So that
Andrew
makes
Cuomo.
Not a lot of sense. Andrew Cuomo just kept kissing everyone, and that's how it spread. So, and then, of course, they say that the lab leak was, quote, extremely unlikely, even though they didn't even study
the lab. All right,
you have to care about this. So, because here's what the end result is. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, we've got a real concern here about the methodology and the process that went into this report, including the fact that the government in Beijing helped write the report. So that statement alone set China off. Now China's firing back, saying, quote, the U.S. has been speaking out on the report. By doing this, isn't the U.S. trying to exert political pressure on the members of the WHO expert group? That's what they're firing back at us.
Experts?
Saying we're trying to be the bullies and that we're trying to politically pressure the scientists. Like, that's not what China has literally done.
But I want to ask this question. Why in the world did we get back into the World Health Organization? They're clearly political actors.
I think the best way to
fix it
is to be in it, though.
I don't know.
I think that's the only way to fix it.
Other than just saying, this report's
saying. Who's they? You talking about the World Health Organization? What are they doing, or what are our people doing?
Well, no, Victoria says that the best way to fix it is to have us involved in it. But, like, what's the Biden administration doing to fix the World Health Organization?
The Chinese government is no good, period, end of story. I was noticing one of the things that has become a focus of a lot of people on the air. They keep talking about, and this is something that got me into a jam, the China virus. There are a lot of people who think that that's the way to refer to it. It is a virus that was developed in a laboratory by the Chinese government in China. That is a long-winded
statement. Well,
that's
your opinion, statement. So I think that we should just...
No, it isn't my opinion. That's not a proven fact.
I believe that, and you believe that. That is not a proven fact. The fact is, the name of the virus is COVID-19. You can't disagree with something that isn't a fact. It is your opinion now.
Where do you get your facts? I get my facts from a different place
than you. How is it a fact? All of us agree, but none of us except for you are willing to say that's a fact. No, that's not true at all.
No, and you're bullying me into a corner.
I'm not bullying you. I'm telling you the difference.
I think the problem
in your mind, but not in mine.
Well,
go ahead, Jennifer.
The problem is that we don't have any facts because of the cover-up.
Exactly.
So I think we all believe that
it's
comes from a certain place. But I think the problem is that we're missing facts. And I think that's the outrage in all of this, is that there is no thing
I agree.
We can say, here it is.
But we need to be
factual. And why is that? Okay. Why is that? Because of the Chinese government. So
exactly.
Right.
We all agree, but we need to approach it in the correct way.
All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Joe Biden says...
You love the ranch this week.
I do like
Has anyone else noticed
week,
that? There's a lot of
back
ranch
to the farm.
It's making me want a salad with dressing on it.
Okay. Ranch dressing. So Biden says we're going to be all set by the 19th of April. By that time, everybody will be eligible for a shot. Is that, am I reading that correctly, or am I just,
seems
is that just
to be
conjecture?
Going,
where's the facts?
Be, that
Where
is a fact. Seems to be going in the right direction, because starting today in New York City, anyone over 30 is getting the vaccine, and you don't have to have a health issue.
The problem is that there's a word there that they're playing. Okay, everybody's going to be eligible to get the vaccine, but the problem that we're having in California and in many other states is that they were opening in tiers, and now because Governor Newsom is facing a recall and because Biden is wanting to have a success story because he's starting to get some heat over the border, everybody's eligible to get a vaccine, but try to find an appointment.
Where are the facts there, Jennifer? How do you know that those two are tied together?
I don't. I believe that they are.
Okay. All right.
I'm just happy that we were able to get. And here's the thing with CVS, because CVS is across the country are giving Pfizer shots and Moderna depending on where you are. But my friend, who is like a savant with the CVS website, is the one who got my husband a shot today. His first shot is today. And here's a little tip. If you live in a state where it's impossible to get appointments, like in New Jersey where we are, every time I go onto CVS, everything says it's fully booked. Don't go into the state you live in. Go into a state like Alabama where it's actually easy to get a shot. And then you get to go through the back door of the system, and then you can enter in a zip code, and that's when the appointments pop up. Sorry, CVS, really? I'm putting you on blast, but that's how you actually get
repeat that. No, wait. That's very helpful. Try that one again.
Live in a state that's very difficult to get an appointment, like currently in New Jersey, it's very difficult to get an appointment through the CVS website. So go to, pick another state, like Alabama, that has a lot of shots available and a lot of appointments available. So you can go through the back door, essentially, of the CVS website, going all the way through the prompts, and then at the very end, you'll put in your own zip code back in your the state you're living in, and that's when the appointments pop up. It's wonky. At some point, CVS is probably going to figure out this glitch, but for right now, this is how people can
get
appointments. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, the number of cases are going up in Florida because there are more variants there. When we say variants, are we talking about the things that are in Brazil or in Africa?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
In New York,
doubled the
New York variant.
Yeah,
sure.
The Brazilian one has doubled in Florida.
That's because people are traveling there. I mean,
probably, right? Spring break, I guess.
You think about the coast, and that's where you're seeing the variants. I know in California, like the big story, they found the South Africa variant in Pasadena. It's because the coasts are where people are coming in from if they are traveling back and forth.
Yeah.
And even if they're not doing it, you're supposed to have a COVID test, but God knows what really happens. Who knows how people sneak in. But the coast see this stuff first, and, you know, that's the latest thing for them to scare us with, though. I think, I don't know, I just...
They would be whom? Who are we talking about scaring us?
Fauci, the government,
never ending. Right, but the variants in New York and New Jersey, that's why we're the two top states now for infections once again. We were doing great, and now we're all the way back at the top, and we've got all these different variants. They're calling it the New York variant. We've got the Brazilian variant, the South African variant in New Jersey. So, but the thing that is... The thing that I worry about, the only aspect of this that I actually am concerned with, is, you know, my parents are fully vaccinated now, and we still don't know if they both got Moderna. We still don't have a lot of data on Moderna versus these variants. We know the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was actually developed up against those and was tested against those variants. Moderna and Pfizer were not. That's the only real concern for me. I don't care about the fear-mongering or whatever, but I just want to make sure that my parents are now kind of like putting a toe outside the yard, and I want to make sure that they're still covered. And I'm getting my first shot this week, so am I going to be covered up against all these variants? We don't know the answers to that yet.
Well, what about the single dose, the effectiveness?
News. Yeah, that's good news. That's 80% inoculated after the first dose of Moderna and Pfizer. That's great news, but that also still doesn't go up against these variants. We're not really sure.
So, well, Pfizer is good after the first, or you're in better shape, certainly, Moderna. And what about the single dose Johnson & Johnson?
That only takes 2 weeks.
Number
so you're, you should be good to go, I think, after, yeah. My sister-in-law got Johnson & Johnson, and after 2 weeks, she's good. So,
how'd she feel after she got that one shot?
She was pretty sick, like flu-like, feverish all night, sweating, you know. She had the same symptoms that Pfizer and Moderna has, you know, seems to have. So,
yeah.
But after about a day and a half, she was okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The situation with Irish Catholics and why they are angry, another problem for Ellen, it would seem. And somebody else is in on this, but Ellen DeGeneres' numbers keep going down because, in part because of what the Irish are all about, and because we have a resident Irie right here, Victoria Keelan. She'll bring us up to date on that in a matter of moments, 44 after the hour. Here's the update on Clear. There it is on that side. I think you said you were using it on both sides, Victoria, if I'm not mistaken.
I do. Yep. I use it twice a day, both sides, both nostrils.
Yep. Well, it's a good thing to use during the day. It's very easy to carry around with you. You know, I can't see you with a pocketbook. You don't carry a pocketbook, do you?
No, it's so funny you say that. I can't stand wearing a purse.
Really?
I really don't. I'm like the girl, like, I'm Lindsay Lohan in, like, the early early 2000s where she was always holding a phone, a Starbucks, her wallet. Like, that's me. It's like, I don't like carrying purses.
I love
it.
There
I
with
can't
you,
walk without my purse.
Jay, you don't use a pocketbook? You don't have a pocketbook?
I do not. Not unless I have to.
So how do you carry things around your pockets? And
pockets,
you wear,
holding.
Yeah, I have a jacket with pockets, or I just don't carry a bunch of stuff around. Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you put your Jennifer. 12 lipsticks?
Yeah.
I know. I was going to say, Jen has like one of those giant mom bags, I bet.
I do have a big purse, but
we want you around in an emergency.
You do. I have a purse, and I have my rolling briefcase now to try to save my shoulder, because it used to be that the laptop went inside my gigantic purse, and it was killing me.
Really?
Do you have snacks? Do you keep snacks in your purse?
I don't. Well, not usually, but I do have a protein bar in my purse right now. So, yes, I could play that game.
So I'm hungry. All right, well, anyway, you get the gist from the ladies and from me. I use this thing during the day as well. At least two or three times, it clears. It's a nasal spray that the whole family can use. It gets and continues to keep your nostrils moisturized. That'll keep out the bacteria, the things, the you want to wash them away. That's basically what it does with xylitol, which is an all-natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and veggies. That's why it works so well. It's in your toothpaste as well, or it ought to be. Moisturize and cleanse your sinuses and your nose with Clear. It's X-L-E-A-R, clear.com is where you check it out. You can also buy it at your favorite grocery store or drugstore. Clear.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
All right, so our resident Irish person is Victoria Keelan. And
I can pull Jen and Jay in here, too. We've got a lot of Irish on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. Let's just listen to it. Okay, anyway, so there is a big old Irish Catholic organization, the Order of Hibernians, which sounds like some group that ought to be in Alaska. Anyway, what's their beef with Ellen and Al Roker?
Well, their beef is more with Al Roker than Ellen, but Ellen is tossed in here, too. They said that on St. Patrick's Day, as Al Roker gave the weather report on the Today Show, that he staged an Irish act delivering his weather forecast with a Lucky Charms accent while holding a pint of Guinness. And so they said, would he do the same on Cinco de Mayo? Would he talk like Speedy Gonzalez and drink a Corona? Probably not. So why is it okay for him to be demeaning to...
You know what? I appreciate this.
I appreciate this, actually.
Because I think it's okay to make fun of some people, and it's not okay to make fun of others.
And the Irish always seem to be, oh, it's okay to just make fun of them for drinking too much.
So if there had been a white person, it would be okay?
Yeah.
No!
No, it's because they are white people that it's okay.
Is that
I don't want to make fun of
everybody.
This has nothing to do with Al Roker being black.
Can we just make fun of everybody, please?
10 before the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour on the DJV program. It is Tuesday, the 30th of March. We're going to mark the day with some new items of interest from the electric vehicle department. That's Tech Talk as we begin it with Victoria Keelan after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, let's get to this situation with electronic vehicles other than... I just said to Victoria, Volkswagen is changing their name to Volkswagen. And Victoria's reaction was?
That's just stupid. Right? Like, who's going to bother replacing a K with a T? Like, that's just dumb. If you're going to change your name, change it to something completely different. Or leave it as it is. So Hyundai might want to actually consider rebranding, too, because they are in the news today because of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has issued a recall for 2019 and 2020 Hyundai Kona vehicles and the 2020 Hyundai Ioniq. electric vehicles. So this is after a dozen battery fires were reported. Here's the warning, which to me is like laughable. They say don't park your Hyundai electric vehicle in the garage. It needs to stay outside in case it catches on fire. No joke, that is the warning. Do not put your car in the garage. It might burn your house down.
Friend so of mine just bought a Honda, the Honda of Boston dealership. I'm sure that'll be the first thing on his agenda. Make sure you tell all your new customers don't park their car
if
in
you
the
have
garage.
A Hyundai, yeah, right. Do not park your electric vehicle in the garage. So they right. said, according to the NHTCA, they said, TSA, they said the safest place to park them is outside and away from homes and other structures. Like mm-hmm. you're driving a ticking time
out
bomb.
Out of the street. Yeah.
So 76,000 of these vehicles have been recalled now. In total, when you add in the other model, it's going to be 82,000 vehicles.
Speaking of names, the reason Hyundai chose the name is because they thought when they first started making them, they were a piece of crap. And mm-hmm. they thought people would confuse the name with Honda. And they thought they'd be buying
I
a Honda.
I could see that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, so this is going to cost them $900 million. The batteries are manufactured by LG, and they also supply General Motors, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and Volkswagen Group and Daimler. So it
Where's
looks like
Tesla when you need them.
Well, and Tesla had their own battery issues, too. So it's not, you know, it's really not just
well,
this one.
The 787, when it was first introduced by Boeing, had their battery issues. Those things, this is a new state of the art, this,
yep.
these new batteries that run so much.
So the just high don't tech leave it in the garage.
No, not even in the garage.
I shouldn't laugh at this, but it's funny that that's the warning.
Yeah,
that's keep it away from buildings and structures right, and people.
Don't
and
drive it either if you can help
yeah.
it. The high-tech razor mask concept from this year's CES is going into production. Here's what's going on with that.
The Geek Out.
Remember back in January when we mentioned one of the big product ideas out of CES was a futuristic mask from the gaming hardware brand Razer? Well, last week, Razer's CEO publicly revealed the Project Hazel mask concept will be manufactured and put on sale. Now, if you're not familiar, the Hazel mask is a tech-filled design, something out of a sci-fi movie, that not only has a built-in microphone and speaker to amplify your speech and is clear with LED lighting so people can actually see your facial expressions, its filtering capability is comparable to that of a medical-grade N95 mask. There are no dates or pricing at this time, but if you want to see it and learn more, and of course you do, we've tweeted a link with all the details over at the Geek Out.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
All right, so here's another problem with people who have electric cars, Victoria.
Yep, Ford has stopped selling its Level 2 home chargers for the Mustang Mach-E because they're not working. And this costs you $800 to get this home charging station installed. But for now, you can go and you can, you know, you're going to have to go to a public charging station until they figure out how to fix the problem with the home ones.
There you go. All right, there's the update on some important technology items here on the DJV program.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.